Well, I've just spent a day in Hereford, a little bit more because I arrived here last night, and I've been at the Borderline Film Festival. Now, I cannot stress how much of an amazing festival this is and how sad it is for me to be coming away so soon. I'm with Naomi. Can you tell everybody your full name?
My name's Naomi Verasanso, and I'm the festival producer for Borderlines.
How many more days left?
A hell of a lot. It's a 17-day festival, so I think we've probably got about another 14.
Was today the only day with panels and discussion and talks?
No, we've had other sort of discussions from speakers, you know, attending different films. So no, this isn't the only one, but this is like our Borderlines debate. So each year we have a Borderlines debate, and this year, because I saw you 6 months ago, at the Ambition Conference, I thought, wow, we've got to get onto this and we've got to get talking about this.
So who picked the theme around citizen journalism?
Me.
Well, I've got to say, I've been to my fair share of, let's say, conferences, which are a different beast, around this subject matter, and I have not had, I'm afraid, people, the quality of conversation that I had today with such incredibly diverse people. Maybe it's because a lot of these people aren't on Twitter yet and aren't connected in those kind of ways, and some of them are just doing incredible, incredible work and not even talking about it hardly, but they come here and they get the ability to talk to like minds and non-like minds alike, if that makes sense. How did you get these people together? How was it, recommendations?
Well, partly it was sort of my own notion about knowing what works well, what people are interested in Hereford, and then it was also talking to other people who made recommendations. And we, you know, we always take quite a strong sort of local theme to it, really, and we got people who had very divergent opinions but had interesting things to say.
Definitely. I would have, initially with some of the people I saw, my eyes obviously picked out, oh, this person's campaigning, this person's doing this. I thought, whoa, this is a bit liberal, is it? Is Hereford liberal? And then I thought, oh, hang on, there's a Conservative parliamentary candidate and a really hardcore old school journalist who had some very strong opinions. So no, lovely balance.
Yes, I think it was a big, you know, it was a strong mixture, really. It was a strong mixture. And it brought up loads of different issues that weren't really resolved, and I don't think that they can be. And you're very much on the forefront, really, of what's happening in terms of technology and the way that, you know, the web is being used to bring things up sort of immediately, whereas a lot of the traditions that we're used to from, say, 20 years ago, it's still very much with us today, and it's how a lot of people still get their news, but they do feel disenfranchised by it.
No, yeah, and no, yeah, there's a, yeah, to my brain plugging straight into my mouth without me actually making any sense, unlike a lot of the people there today. Yes, I don't necessarily think we've saved any lives. Can we be honest about that?
No, we haven't saved any lives. And another film that we showed that wasn't sort of part of this debate but actually informs the whole discussion was a film by Chris Atkins called Starsuckers. Have you seen it?
No.
And it's a kind of long, hard look at the way that the media builds up these sort of cults of celebrity and about parasocial relationships where we feel that we know people. Say, you know someone who's in the media, but actually you don't know them really. You're just constantly reading about them, like Katie Price or mm-hmm. someone like that. Mm-hmm. And how important these sorts of relationships are to people. They looked at it almost in an anthropological way as a sort of argument. And then he kind of went into very much the commercial aspects of it.
Starsuckers.
Yeah, it's very good.
Great title. Well, I think I did see, if there weren't necessarily any people walking who couldn't or seeing who were formerly blind, was an incredible amount of inspiration. A lot of people suddenly inspired and re-enthused about the way that they communicate, and whether that's just something I personally experienced because people were coming up to me saying, wow, you know, I've seen something that I can use here today. Thank you very much. I'm hoping one sentence is enough. And when I said to somebody, was it scary? The woman said, yes, I was terrified so much by what you said. I've managed to convert it into pure liquid inspiration. I love that. And I thought, well, great, go away with something, connect with me and let me know what you've done. So that was a buzz for sure. So I'm definitely going to pay attention to what's going on the next few days and just the Borderlines Film Festival in general. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Christian. Honestly, thank you very much for coming. It's been fantastic.